Mr. Big must be stopped. Now, Max, it seems to me that...
Just a minute, Chief. Isn't this top security?
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't we activate the cone of silence?
Cone of silence?
Yes.
All right, Max. Activate the cone of silence.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
What did you say, sir?
What?
How's that? What? What? Raise the cone of silence.
What?
What?
Don't it ever get lonesome? Don't it ever get sad when you go out on the road? Don't it ever get lonesome? Don't it ever get sad when you go out on a 30-day tour? You got nothing but groupies and promoters to love you, and a pile of laundry by the hotel door. Don't it ever get lonesome? Don't it ever give a young man the blues? Don't it ever get lonesome? Don't it ever make a young man wanna go back home? When the PA system eats it, band plays some of the most terrible shit you ever known.
Frank Zappa asks, don't you ever get lonesome when you're out on the road? I'll let you know, Frank. I'm just coming back in from the road. I, being Mike Gold, you're hearing this just as I'm back from the Baltimore Comic Con. I'm recording this just before I leave for the Baltimore Comic Con. Sort of the yin and yang of life right here on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine for the end of September. It is now officially autumn, which means nothing these days. Doesn't mean that the weather's going to be beautiful. Doesn't mean it's going to rain. Doesn't mean it's going to snow. Doesn't even mean the leaves are going to change colors. Remember back in the days when you can count on that sort of thing? You can count on snow in the winter and warmth in the summer. You'll be telling your grandchildren about those days, and they will not believe you. Tonight, we've got lots of stuff. 2 hours chock full of ass-kicking rock and blues. New releases by Darlene Love. Damn, it's about time. And another track from Keith Richards' new album. We played a couple last week. And something from Dr. John's new compilation. And we've got us a little bit of a tribute to liars. That's right. We're going to salute the unsaluted liars of this world. And we have a little tribute to, well, it's towards the end of the show. You'll figure it out. But since I'm croaking about Keith Richards, the man's got nothing on me right here on Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine at GetThePointRadio.com, America's true pop culture channel.
Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in movies. It doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. Wanna be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Cause he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. And if you covered him with garbage, George Sanders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn around and smile. But please don't tread. Dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of finer steel, but she was only made of flesh and blood. And you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard. Everybody's in movies. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard.
life was a nonstop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
Yeah. I blew your mind, boy.
Thank you.
Give to women, honey, but I don't mind.
Five, count them, five heroes of rock and roll history. Keith Richards gave us Nothing on Me from his new album. The Kinks gave us some Celluloid Heroes. Dr. John from his latest compilation. It's called The High Priest of Psychedelic Voodoo, and that is what the Night Tripper is. The High Priest of Psychedelic Voodoo. Love that New Orleans piano. Bring your love, Dr. John says, to which the Beatles respond, one after 909. And that was pretty cool. We had some of those outtakes there that led up to the release version of, quite frankly, one of the Beatles' lesser-known tunes. I always enjoy it because it just makes no damn sense. It's just a lot of fun. A couple nights ago, I was watching Let It Be, the movie, about the breakup of the Beatles, which I suspect wasn't their initial intention. And it's really hard to watch, even, you know, it's almost like a half a century, but it's still very hard to watch. These incredible geniuses just not be able to pull it off as a group. They were able to with Abbey Road, and that last scene with a concert on top of the building there was just phenomenal. Their last live performance. That was hilarious, too. And that's what the Beatles were. Beatles were great, but let's not forget, they were also hilarious. We closed the set with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, a mammoth live version of Breakdown. He's the prince of rock and roll, but he's the king of rock and roll radio. Tom Petty, my hat is always off to you, my friend. Always. No segue here, but we're about to go into about 25 minutes worth of tunes about liars and lying. Start that off with The Who, but first we're going to find out what I am.
Mike, go!
And you, child.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
If I'm so lost without a friend, tell me who's this by my side? This girl with eyes like gems and reactions to your lies, lies, lies. You kicked me when I was down, and they hurt me, all those lies, lies, la 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 lies. I've got my girl and together we're strong. Smile. Don't ever think you made me mad. I didn't listen to your lies, lies, la 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 la. I'm so lost without a friend. Tell me who's this by my side? This girl with eyes like gems and reactions to your lies, lies, lies. I don't insist that you feel bad. I just want to see you smile. Don't ever think you made me mad. I didn't listen to your lies.
All the way. way,
on the way.
There's some protection in the way you move.
Don't you
treating my heart this way. Someday, you're gonna pay. Making me blue. Call me a fool.
Call me a fool.
I really did believe that you would stay here by my side. Truth is you.
Yeah, we're all liars on this bus. 25 solid minutes devoted to Flying Liars, La 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 Lies, The Who, Black Flag, Lies, and Mr. Rollins will be back a little later on his own. Rolling Stones then lied a lot, and then Joan Jett calls them all out as little liars. And then we had Darlene Love from her brand new album, a rare treat, actually. You know, I mean, she covers all of those great, great tunes that she's been recording for the last 42,000 years, and she's worked with a lot of people, and, you know, she did that Letterman gig every year, and she's just the most loved person in rock and roll history. But this is the first time in a long time that she came out with her own album. 72 years old, I think. That was Joan Jett's Little Liar. That was Darlene Love's version of same. And just in case you thought you were going to get away with no rockabilly during these 2 hours, you know better. Tennessee Ernie Ford, no less, along with Ella Mae Morse, False-Hearted Girl. That was great. And also a great piece of rockabilly, Tennessee Ernie Ford. He had a more interesting career than you might imagine. Jill Sobule, Truth Is You Lied. And King Crimson brought up the end with their great Deceiver. Alrighty, we're going to get over to Coco Taylor, because if we don't fast enough, I'm going to start twitching. And believe me, that ain't pretty. But first, we'll find out what this is.
Mike, go!
I'm not joking. This is my job.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
I hate to be the one, babe.
don't stop, baby, don't stop, baby, don't stop. Don't change it up. Don't change it up. Now when you got it going on, don't tell yourself it's wrong. Don't change it up. Yonder, don't change it up. I know that grass is looking green. Don't be fooled by that scene. Don't change it up. Cause there ain't no going back. Once you jump the track, don't change it up.
Killing him. make him quit it. He'd rather have his whiskey than live. He's a mule-headed man. He does just what he wants to do. Yes, he's a mule-headed man, and he does just what he wants to do. Right or wrong, don't matter, 'cause he's the one who makes the rules. I love the way he loves me. That's the thing he does the best. Yes, I love the way he loves me. That's the thing he does the best. He puts his mind on his business, and he forgets about all the rest. He's a mule-headed man. He does just what he wants to do.
Just aim my style. You want me to stay? Thank you.
Nope, I don't know the meaning of the word distaff. Coco Taylor led the set with All Your Love, Debbie Davies. Don't change it up. We closed our show last week with her. Got a lot of good feedback, which is fine by me. Marsha Ball taking us back to New Orleans for a bit with Mule-Headed Man. Bonnie Raitt standing by the same old love. And Deborah Coleman concluded with The River Wild. Some folks who don't know what they're talking about say the blues is just about a bunch of old men bitching about their women friends. Obviously, that's not true. We've got an amusing little set coming up. It's got a theme. It's got a very strong theme. If you can't figure it out, you've really got a problem. Luckily for you, we've got the solution and a little bit of an intro. So we shall proceed with further ado because we've got a word from our alternate sponsor.
Mike, go!
Do that thing I throw peanuts at.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Comfort goes.
gal corn. Got to tell her that I'm out. Cause Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I'll get my pay. Saturday morning.
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. No time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
thought she'd love me one Wednesday. When the sun was sinking low, she loved me that wind evening. When the sun was sinking low, my baby don't know how she hurt me. She made me feel so bad. My baby told me, I told you, Johnny, a long time ago, you don't stop your own way, gonna leave you, baby. You thought one thing, I love you too hard to leave you. But now, the day has come, you love me, I don't love you, you did me so bad, you drove my love away, but now I'm leaving. On this day, every day, people, every day on Wednesday, I think about my baby. You know she left me when the sun was sinking low. Down and told me, she said, Johnny, you can do a girl so bad, she can love you a length of a time. If you don't change your mind, the girl get tired, her love go away. But now I'm tired and you in love. I said, baby, please don't go home. I have changed my mind. That was one Wednesday evening when the sun was sinking low.
Time. I've wasted so much.
that was the easiest Guess the Theme bit I've ever done. If you didn't figure that one out before Fats Domino sang his first note, you need to go back to rock and roll high school. That was The Who setting us up for the Monkees Pleasant Valley Sunday. Fats Domino, Blue Monday. Rolling Stones, Ruby Tuesday. John Lee Hooker, Wednesday Evening Blues. The Rollins Band, Told You Henry Would Be Back. That was Thursday afternoon. The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. Probably my favorite of their tunes. And Dave Edmunds closed off the week with Almost Saturday Night. Don't have a chance to do even a little rant this week. Sorry about that. Just pick up a newspaper. You'll get pissed off all by yourself. Next week, show number 300. What am I going to do? I don't have a clue. Something weird. With lots and lots and lots of ass-kicking rock and blues. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. This is my gold. It's my mind. And I don't mind. We shall return same batshit time, same batshit channel. Until then, we're going to hold you over with almost 5 solid minutes of The Fools.
I was looking at record sales the other day when I noticed the bullet heading the wrong way. A chill went to my heart. We live and die by the charts. I called my record rep and I said, hey. He said, your last one didn't sell too very well, and your market shares were good, but now they
I don't wanna go.
And so we come to the end of another fun-filled episode of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the Point Radio.